Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hi, Brian. Hello. This is Nadine. They had just hung up with you. How are you?
I'm actually, honestly, kind of disturbed with my whole account with you guys.
Okay, talk to me. What's going on?
Well, my company doesn't show up at all in Google listing. Scrolling through, I sat on the phone with your rep, and he went through more than 5 pages and still couldn't find my business listed. And the leads that I'm getting are people looking for a job they want to come and do construction. So mostly non-English people looking for employment. And then I'm getting leads. The ones I am getting most are like 3.5 hours away from Kentucky.
Okay.
I went with the guy, and I also spoke to a lady. Both promised to get back to me and follow up, and nobody has. And so I emails about from another company that claims to be a competitor of theirs. They're getting a lot of people that are coming over to their company that are having. She described to me, I just talked about my experience, but she described the experience they're having and not like mine. So I don't know if, like, another competitor is, you know, messing with your software, or is somebody starting their own company from within yours, or whatever, but no, I'm paying, I've paid a lot of money, and and not seeing any results on it.
Not getting any results. So
very, very weak results at best. Like I said, I'm getting people soliciting work from me, which is not the idea of the advertising, and my business is not, like, I'm getting nothing through the website, and it doesn't show up in the Google business listings at all.
Hold on, I'm going to look at something right now.
So, townsquaremedia.com is the lady that knew that I had my listing with you guys.
So I'm just writing this all down, hun. I'm listening to you. I just want to make sure that I'm notating everything correctly.
Good morning, Brian. Following up after the brief conversation we had, sending you an email as requested. The reason why I reached out was in regards to the account you have in Social Class. I don't work for them. I work for Townsquare Interactive, but been hearing a lot of hit or miss feedback from my customers about their accounts. Not to bash them or anything, but ultimately just wanted to see how things have been going. They have been working out for you. Ultimately, to get going up, you have to make sure we are following the four pillars of search and optimization. Cleaning up online directory service pages, putting data on back end of website and content. Personalized content views at the top of the website.
Can you forward me that?
Yeah, and then she's got customers who apparently have been with you guys that are getting better results. Again, but what,
well, first off, So first and foremost, first and foremost, I'm looking through your account. I know that there was edits that were made on the 15th to your Google Business profile for more optimization. And I'm just kind of reading through the notes, so bear with me here, because I barely came back to work. I was on leave for almost probably now a month. So I'm just kind of reading through the notes. I know that they've been optimizing as well as making changes to the Facebook ads to kind of, you know, get that also more optimized and to attract more clientele for you. So here's what I've notated so far with you being disturbed with the fact that you're not finding yourself listed. Our rep went through it. Was it our rep or another rep from another company that went through five pages?
It was your company.
Our rep. Okay. That's why I wanted to make sure.
To your team, and that somebody would call me back that day. And that was on the 15th, I believe. And I have
the 15th.
And I've called back since then.
Let me see. Let me put that here. Let me put that note part in there because I want to make sure they're aware as well.
This is my second callback since then.
Can't find himself listed. Our rep went through five pages and couldn't find him and stated that someone...
more than five pages and agreed that it should be showing up.
Yeah, for sure. More than, I'm just kind of making edits, more than five pages and couldn't find him and stated that someone would be reaching out to you, right, regarding this?
He said they've called me back. They've called, except for people.
He has not received a call yet, I'm putting.
Like, to lead calls that show up on my dashboard. One of them was a guy looking for a job.
For work. For
subcontract work from me. Yeah. The other left a name but he answered, which has been the case with a lot of the numbers and leads that I get. It's either a non-working number or it's not anybody that ever answers a phone call.
Right.
And when I searched the name and everything on the internet, it appears to be a fake account, like a scammer will set one up and they'll put, you know, a couple of pictures and very short. So I don't. The other one that's on there is from this weekend.
Okay. And that's what I'm putting in here.
I've had two genuine cases that are viable options as a customer. I've had people that I've told that I don't have a state, you know, that I'm not licensed in other states. And
right.
Not feasible for me to drive 3.5 hours one way.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a long drive, right? Yeah, definitely a long drive. I'm looking at something right now. Okay. So when I search for the company by name and I put, you know, Brentwood, obviously, like I see the Google Business Profile, but how we want them to find you is by your keywords, right? Because that's how people are going to look for you.
Yeah, so, people are searching my company by name, they don't need you and they don't need my website.
Exactly. I just wanted to make sure that I did see the Google Business Profile. That's why I did that. But how they're going to find you is by your keywords and your search terms, whether that's handyman, plumbing, any of your services. So that's what I'm trying to look at right now too. And I did notate in there as well that you're getting a lot of calls for people looking for work. You've gotten the call from competitors, right? Which, yeah, I'm going to say it, you know what I mean? Townsquare is a competitor. I'll tell you, we work with a lot of their clients too that used to use them. So I'm not going to badmouth any company because that's not the way I operate, you know? But the fact that they, you know, want to go into other clients and what have you, even the fact that they're even calling you and saying that they know that you're with Local Splash is just kind of like, that's not the way you really want to approach somebody anyways, as far as with marketing. So it's not bad mouthing, but it's kind of like backhanded in a sense is what they're doing.
Yep.
But that's okay. You know, whatever. You know, that's the way they operate and that's okay. I'm looking up something really quick here. I want to see. Let me try this keyword.
So writing code, could somebody that worked at Local Splash be working for them and just, like, have written in their own backdoors to your software or just be blocking?
No, but I could tell you this. We have had in the past where certain companies harass our clients, and then we have to take it to another step, right, when that happens, because now it's almost like a harassment. Like, you're, like, literally going after our clients. And, you know, and that's kind of – that calls for – I don't want to, like, really go there, but, I mean, you're basically talking about defamation. I mean, you're there's, like, a lot of things, right, that factors. So, like, you're not supposed to be calling people and saying, I know you're with this company, yada, yada, yada. There's, like, certain things that you can't be doing. And so I know that we've had specific companies that have literally tried to come after our competitors. So it's just something that's got to go up another chain as well. But I need to make sure that we're also servicing your account. So I'm chatting right now.
Reason for the starting the call, because I'm not getting results, and we're far enough into it. I waited until after 6 weeks before I said anything, and just the fact that I'm not showing up at all is concerning.
And I agree with you too, because I'm also seeing that as well.
Yeah, and the guy that I spoke with, thankfully I got him to get out of his sales mode and just honestly, but like the thing that I sent that prompted the call was asking me to refer people. And so I posed the question to him.
Like, how do I refer if I can't find myself? You know?
Yeah, you're paying somebody, you know, I've paid about almost $1,000 to you guys for 2 months of service, and my company doesn't come up at all in the Google business listings. I said, so how could I, you know, I asked them, could you in good conscience refer a friend or a colleague?
Yeah, I agree.
Seeing anything, and he tried saying, "Well, I'm in advertising. I know how it works. So, yes, I could." And
yeah.
I told him, I said, "Well, so you're me. You're a consumer paying for a product, and you're not getting results from it. You're going to refer your friends and family to use this product to get yourself a free month."
Yeah,
and he's like,
I wouldn't.
Well, no. Not in that situation, I couldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I'll be the first to tell you, I couldn't do it, because I want to make sure that if it's working for me, then yeah, I'm going to refer somebody. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's got to be working for me too. I'm looking back at this other note. Client asked if there's anything we can do to improve the performance. Okay. So,
you guys have proof to me that Facebook does get attention. I'm not interested in learning to navigate or target on Facebook.
Right.
So, as I discussed with my youngest son, if I get I land a job at 3 months from your service, then it will pay. So, I could buy a whole. I'm in a high traffic area.
Mm-hmm.
Investment of a yard sign would grab business. I know. It's a little something for people to pass by. I get lots of traffic by my house. So that's my next step. If I don't see results, it's just yard signs and flag. I want to work with the service, but I can't justify the expenses this point with what I've seen.
So. No, of course. Of course. So I actually, as we've been talking, I also chatted the team. So let me just find out from her.
I was signed up as a beta tester on your mobile app for it.
Okay.
And then the guy, one of the people that I spoke to said that they changed that, and supposedly I had a email with a link for the new one that you guys are now promoting. I never saw that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But
okay, perfect. Let me
getting results. And...
Yeah, no. And I'm glad you're telling me these things. And so as we've been talking, so I need you, Brian. You're going to be expecting a call today from Lily. She is one of our best. And so she is going to actually be calling you because she's going to address all of these things. Also, you said you're, let me put this in here, you're, he is also beta tester and hasn't received links that were to be sent and hasn't, so that way she can address those too, received links that haven't.
Yeah, for the new mobile app. Testing phase when I first signed up, and apparently there's a different one now, and they're no longer doing the one that
you had that they originally gave you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
I put that in the note too.
My next question might be one for. Did you say Lily?
Lily, uh-huh. But go ahead, ask me. That's okay.
On the local Splash page to sign up,
yeah.
The chat, every time I click on it, pops up on the screen asking me if I'm a local contractor wanting to sign up. On my page, when I try to navigate, like I have to close it. Every time
you have to keep closing it out. Okay. On the local Splash dash, it's on your dashboard, right? When you get in there?
Yeah.
Dashboard. The chat box comes up asking if he's a local general contractor, it asks of you?
I'll pull it up right now.
Okay. Just so I can note it in there. And she's aware of that, too. So this way I make sure everything gets addressed.
Yeah, so when I click on client dashboard.
Uh-huh.
I'm waiting for my computer to open.
No worries. It's okay. Take your time.
Okay. The chat box pops up in the lower corner.
Uh-huh.
And then it says, would you like to have a chat with one of our team members? And I exit out. And then as I go through the navigation scene, drop down menu, anything like that, instead of just opening up, what I'll do, the chat box pops up again. Hello, are you a local business interest? And it continuously pops up every time. So is there a way to make that not pop up?
Yeah, or at least when you exit out of it, that it doesn't keep popping up to the chat. Let me see. Asking if he wants to chat. He exits out. The box pops up again, asking if he's a local business, and just keeps popping up.
Yeah.
Wants to know if we can fix it from... continuously popping up.
Yeah, because the way it comes across, the way it pops up, as though it's expected already a customer.
Yeah. No, I agree. And that would bug me. That would bug me, especially when you exit out of it and you're like, oh my gosh, why is it popping up again? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So I notated all of this. Do you have my email, Brian? Do you want me to text it to you?
If you didn't already receive the email that you asked me before.
Let me double check. There it is. Duh. I got it. Okay, perfect. Because I'm going to forward it to Lily, too, so that way she has it. So when she calls you, so that way they can look at it. I've also included her on the chat in the other part, so that way she's aware. She told me to let you know she is going to be calling you today, and she's amazing. She's going to take really good care of you. That's why I'm glad she's on this. And then just anything else that comes up when she calls you, let her know.
Okay.
So that way we get everything addressed.
It's not the only company that solicited me. That's just the only
I know.
Sent an email.
Yeah, no. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that other companies don't call you. I mean, they're going to call. I'm not going to tell you that they're not. It's going to happen. You know what I mean? Anybody that does try to disguise themselves at their local splash, remember, you always want to be in that habit of asking, what's my security question? Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, the competitors are going to call you. I'm not going to sit here and say, Brian, a competitor is not going to call you. I mean, I would be lying if I said that, you know, but they're not supposed to harass you either. And you know what I mean? So that's, we don't want that. Okay.
I wouldn't deem it as harassment, the call that I've, calls and emails I've received, but.
Well, I mean, harassment in the sense, like, and I'll share an example with you, right? We've had people that have literally sat there and have cursed about our company to our clients and have, like, literally gone after them. Like, I mean, said some things. And it's like, and the thing is, the calls are recorded. So, you know, shame on them. You know what I mean? Because the call's recorded. So, you know, they, and I'm talking about like harassment, and I'm not saying necessarily that they're harassing you, Town Square, but you know, we've had somewhere it's like so bad, like so bad, like they were just like hounding every single client of ours. So, you know, we had to take action too on our end, but you know, I mean, I'm not saying that that's the case with Town Square, you know what I mean? But again, it's just, why would they come out up front and say that they know that you're with us? I mean, how would they even know that? You know what I mean? So, but yeah, we'll just, I want to definitely, priority is your account and making sure that your profile is popping up. And that's the number one thing that needs to be addressed right now. And then all these other notes that I did put on there about the calls that you're getting, you know, calls for someone looking for work, you know, someone 3 hours away, like that doesn't make any sense. You know, so we want to make sure that those are all getting addressed. Okay?
Yeah. I guess the one other thing, when I was originally sent my profile stuff,
uh-huh.
There was another company that it was asking me about being I don't want to say moderator, the contact person or the, like owner of a different
ownership, you know, of a Google business profile.
Yeah. For some other company. And I just ignored it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
If maybe somebody in your company has something crossed up with my company and some other one, or what?
That's what I'm going to have them look into. They're going to look into everything, just to make sure that everything is the keywords, what's going on with your profile, because we want to make sure all those things are addressed. So that's why I heavily notated the account, like the whole thing you were telling me, because I wanted to make sure Lily sees exactly. She'll go in knowing, okay, this is what the issues are, and she's going to dig in deeper because that's her specialty. So I'll make sure that you're taken care of. If for any reason you don't get a call, you call me. But I will tell you, Lily being on this, she's going to call you because I also let her know that you're aware that you'll be expecting her call. Okay?
Yep.
All right, Brian. Well, I hope you have a good rest of the day.
Thanks.
Looks like the inauguration's on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you watching it?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
I know. We're working over here, too. All right, my dear. Have a good day, okay? You are so welcome. My pleasure.
You too.
Bye-bye.